It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Last week, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Trump administration is debating whether to close the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's HIV Prevention Division. That provides $1.3 billion to track infections nationwide and promote HIV prevention and testing. That comes as the Trump administration stopped the distribution of HIV medications by U.S.-backed foreign clinics in January, disrupting treatment for millions around the globe, and AIDS researchers around the country report that federal grants have been cut off for their work. What could all of this mean for HIV prevention, treatment, and research here in Wisconsin? Bill Keaton is Vice President and Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivant Health. That's an organization based in Milwaukee that delivers HIV prevention care and treatment services. Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Rob, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you start by telling us what your organization does for people living with HIV when it comes to prevention and treatment?
Yeah, of course. Vivant Health is a statewide organization that is delivering medical care, dental care, pharmacy services, mental health services, wraparound services like food pantries, housing, and case management services to about one half of the 8,000 people living with HIV in the state of Wisconsin. We also provide prevention services to tens of thousands of folks in our state who are vulnerable to acquiring HIV. And those services that are reaching folks who are most at risk and most impacted by HIV are some of the programs that are potentially going to be impacted by the plans being discussed by the Trump administration.
Yeah, this division of HIV prevention, as I mentioned, over $1 billion in prevention funds back in 2023 around the country. How important is that to the work that you and similar organizations around the country are doing?
So here in Wisconsin, Vivant Health receives about $1.9 million out of that roughly $1 billion that you indicated. And that's just a portion of what the state of Wisconsin receives to do HIV prevention work. With those dollars, we are able to do broad-based HIV testing services to help diagnose individuals who may be living with HIV, which affords us the opportunity to immediately link them into care and treatment services that can help them live a long and healthy life. And if we find that person is not has not acquired HIV, we can then continue to deliver effective HIV prevention programming to those individuals, including something called pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP, which is a biomedical intervention. It's the use of a medication that is typically used to treat HIV, but prevents acquisition of the virus by individuals who may be exposed. And these programs are being are helping to realize really good success in the United States. From 2018 through 2022, we've seen a 12% annual reduction in the number of new HIV diagnoses across the country. These programs are clearly making a positive impact as our nation continues to achieve a longstanding goal of ending HIV as an epidemic in our country.
Now, as with a lot of things happening in the nation's capital now, this is kind of a moving target. This report that this division could be cut, or some of the funding and prevention services might be reassigned, or TBD. What is your understanding, Bill, today of the current status of this funding?
You know, that's one of the really frustrating aspects of this. As an organization that is working to save lives, literally working to save lives and help people be as healthy as they can be. The current environment in Washington is creating a great degree of uncertainty. We rely on this $1.9 million in funding we received as primarily the only source of funding that we have to deliver these prevention services. Were these services to be moved, or were they to be a significant reduction in the workforce at the CDC? What that means is that not only are we disrupting the care and treatment and prevention infrastructure within our country, we're losing potentially, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of years of collective experience and professionalism with a workforce that greatly understands what folks need on the ground to be successful in doing this work. And in a very real perspective, it means we run the risk of going backwards in our nation's work to reduce HIV transmission at a time, quite frankly, when we have all the tools We have the science. We know how to prevent HIV acquisition. What we lack are the appropriate levels of resources to get those services and interventions in the hands of individuals who need them the most. This is a very concerning time for the future of HIV prevention care and treatment.
You released a statement last week saying, hey, this might save money in the federal budget in the short term, but you argue this could increase our costs in the future for healthcare. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, correct, Rob. So what we know is that for every new HIV diagnosis, the individual who's being diagnosed with HIV is going to realize about $500,000 in lifetime healthcare costs just associated with effectively managing their HIV. And that includes the expensive medications that are used to effectively manage the HIV diagnosis. It includes hospitalization. It includes other associated healthcare costs that come with disease progression with HIV for folks who might be diagnosed late, which is one of the challenges we continue to have in this country. And so all of those costs, you know, when folks show up to the emergency room or their community health center or their clinic like Vivint Health, we're going to make sure that those individuals have access to all of the care and treatment that they need. What we know is that those costs will be borne by someone if they're not the federal government through these programs and through effective prevention. It'll mean increases in private health insurance rates. It'll mean additional costs within large healthcare systems. And ultimately, we know that those costs in terms of charity care and other programs like that ultimately get borne out by whether it's taxpayers or American healthcare consumers.
We're talking about federal cuts to HIV research and potential cuts to prevention and testing funding, what it means for Wisconsin. Bill Keaton is with us in Vivint Health, based in Milwaukee. Want to turn to a couple of those other topics. I'm sure you're watching, Bill. A lot of researchers who work on HIV treatment, things like that, saying their funding, their federal funding, has been stalled or canceled. Apparently, what are your concerns with the impact on that research?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. A little bit of background on me. I got my undergraduate degree in biochemistry and molecular biology and did research that was partially funded by this as an undergrad that was targeting one of the enzymes in HIV. That target is now a part of our comprehensive approach to effective disease management for folks who are living with HIV. The fact of the matter is we continue to see incredible advancements in pharmaceutical interventions and treatment for folks living with HIV. We have what are known as long-acting injectables that are coming to market that move from a one pill once a day treatment modality to an injection that someone might be able to take once every 3-6 months. Making sure that new medications remain in the pipeline and making sure that there is research to bring those new treatments to market is incredibly important. As we know, HIV continues to evolve. The treatments need to continue to evolve with the changes that the virus makes and when we learn more about how the body responds to it. Now is not the time to go backwards in the fight against HIV. We need to ensure that we're delivering the resources as a nation to really meet the challenge. And there are a lot of great scientists out there who are doing work every day that are bringing just incredible interventions and treatment to market. And it would be a shame if we lost that momentum.
Further from home, the PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, started under the George W. Bush administration in 2003, halted under review, but apparently many contractors not receiving funding, as far as I could tell, right now. How big a concern is that in the wider struggle against HIV and AIDS?
You know, that's a great question. What we know is that in a number of nations, PEPFAR is the lifeline for folks living with HIV. It is the program that makes sure that they have access to all those medications that we were just discussing. What we also know is that as a virus, HIV doesn't care about geopolitical borders. It doesn't care about arbitrary lines drawn on maps. And given the global society that we have, the fact that folks are able to move from country to country, from community to community, is not going to stop. And so when we think about how we approach addressing HIV as a nation and as a global leader in this fight, we need to be really mindful of the fact that this is what is helping to keep millions of people across the world, not just here in the United States, but across the world, safe and healthy.
And Bill, in our last minute or so, if this federal funding under the CDC for HIV prevention and testing here in Wisconsin were to dry up, were to go away, do you have other avenues you would be trying to seek to at least backfill some of that funding?
Yes. We have a great partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and response to HIV has been something that has been a bipartisan or frankly a nonpartisan issue for a number of years. Quite frankly, I don't believe that the state of Wisconsin is in the financial position to completely backfill the loss of millions of dollars in federal funding. We will continue to work with them. We'll continue to work with our private philanthropic community partners. But make no mistake, that $1.9 million here for Vivint Health in Wisconsin and $1 billion across the United States is not something that we will easily be able to fill in through state and local investment or private philanthropic investment.
Bill, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Bill Keaton, Vice President and Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivint Health. That's an organization based in Milwaukee that delivers HIV prevention care and treatment services. Been talking about potential federal cuts to AIDS prevention funding, how it can impact Wisconsin. Want to hear from you. Have you relied on some sort of publicly funded outfit to get AIDS testing, AIDS treatment, or maybe a loved one has? Or if you work in healthcare, how important is this kind of prevention and treatment to your work and the patients you serve? Let us know. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Next on Wisconsin Today. Over a century ago, Wisconsin led the nation in compensating people who were wrongfully convicted of crimes. Not so today. That compensation hasn't changed in decades.
If you do the calculations, then there's no way in the world that number shouldn't be somewhere around $50,000 to $75,000 to $100,000 a year. It's just right.
We'll break down the numbers next on WPR News.